Hello and welcome to the Garage Series for IT Pros, where we answer your toughest questions about the new office. My name is Jeremy Chapman.
And I'm Yoni Kirsch. Last week, we took a look at some of the most frequently asked questions about Office click-to-run deployment. Jeremy came up with some fairly harebrained schemes to solve some of the more peculiar questions we've been asked.
Right, and this week we've got a treat for the people that are actually doing deployments. We're going to show how to integrate that with your own deployment tools.
Absolutely, but before we get started, this week's trivia question, Jeremy's actually combined it with an extreme install, right?
It might not be as extreme as your install, but I wanted to find out if it was possible to install via Windows Intune as fast as I could by self-installing from the Office 365 portal. So for today's extreme install, we're going to see if we can install Office 365 Pro Plus Click to Run using Windows Intune, completely streamed over the internet, within my car, tethered with my mobile phone. Stay tuned to see what happened.
Right, so deployment.
Yes, so when we think about deploying Office, there are quite a few different ways we can get the bits onto a machine. We should probably talk about all the different mechanism changes in terms of how click-to-run works. So when we think about all the different ways, I mean, there's really that command line install that we've already shown a couple of times before.
Yep.
There is integrating that as part of your software distribution, the normal standalone installs. And integrating that as part of an operating system deployment with a task sequence or something.
Both interesting scenarios, but I think the first thing that we need to get clear here is that doing any kind of automated distribution of a click-to-run install is nothing more than running a command line. So whatever tool you're using, if it can run an elevated command line, it's going to work just fine.
Right, and at the core, we're actually just using a setup.exe bootstrapper, so it's just kind of like it was if you're installing the MSI-based version of Office.
Exactly. There are a few caveats, however. So first of all, we need to run elevated. Obviously, we're installing software, so we need access to program files and all this kind of locations.
Right. And I get that question a lot. Like, does it still require admin privilege to install? Well, actually, every version of Office since Windows NT is really...
has always required admin privilege.
Exactly.
Now, there is a really cool feature in Office 365 that doesn't require admin privileges to install.
Yes, you can use Office on Demand, which actually puts Office into the user profile folder without admin privilege, so you can be up and running with Office temporarily on basically any Windows 7 or newer computer.
It's kind of like an Inspector Gadget version of Office 365 Pro Plus. You use it, you edit your document, you close it, and then this version of Office will self-destruct in 1 hour.
Exactly. And one caveat there, though, you do need SkyDrive Pro or SharePoint Online in order to access all the entry points to that.
So the point is, we need to be able to run an elevated command prompt. We need admin rights. The other thing that we should consider before talking about any specific deployment mechanisms is whether or not we're going to use the ODT to actually pull the bits down from either the CDN or from whatever our local source is, or whether in fact we're going to use our distribution mechanism to push those bits down, right?
Right, so we talked about last time where we can have this CDN source for the files, or we can use our distribution points, or we can even use local source. It's really up to you in terms of your deployment. And then things like bandwidth considerations, I get this a lot. How much bandwidth does it take?
Right.
Well, it actually takes the same amount of bandwidth basically as a normal Office 2010 install, because once we're cached, it's done. And we can basically, if we have bandwidth constraints, we can use media or we can use any of those things to get it on the machine.
Now, we're going to talk about updates next week, I believe, in a lot more detail. But it's certainly worth considering that if you're using SCCM or another distribution mechanism like that to deploy updates for click-to-run, then there is definitely a difference as to whether you use SCCM to pull the content or whether you tell it to run from the distribution point, right?
Right, and also the nice thing is if you're running from the CDN or from the distribution point, you can actually have stale or older builds that get deployed. And the nice thing is when it comes up online, if you've set up for automatic updates, it will look and see whether or not that v32.cab file has been updated and pull those bits down. So even if that image starts to get a bit stale, then it will actually pull that update down and get you on the build that you want.
Why don't we take a look at how a basic SCCM install would work?
Sounds good.
So now we've got package mode and we've got app model as well, right? So can we use both?
We can use both. So the basic difference between app model and package mode is that app model is always going to be caching that in the CCM cache for SCCM.
Yep.
Whereas in the package model, it's kind of like how most software distribution works. You can either be downloaded and executed or run directly from the distribution point.
So for initial installs, app model probably works quite well. And there are some advantages when you're talking about multi-language organizations, because you can use app model to enumerate the system UI and figure out from there which versions of which languages of Office to install. Right. But certainly for updates, you probably, if you're going to use SCCM to push your updates out, you want to be working with package models. So let me just jump onto my SCCM server and we'll have a look at what we've got here. So I'm just going to create a new package. I'm going to call it Office 365 Pro Plus. And it's got some source files in it, of course. So we're just going to specify our share here that's got all of our source in it. There we go. I've put this source in here previously, so it's all ready to go. Create a program. And here's the bit that we've got to watch out for. All we need to do is run this setup.exe. Call it with the configure switch.
Of course.
And then specify the XML file that we created earlier. In this case, I've got one called install.xml. We should obviously select that it can run whether or not the users are logged on. Mm-hmm. And in this XML file, I configured it to run non-interactively because I don't need my users to be seeing this. I kind of just want it to turn up and to go.
Right.
So after that, we just need to deploy it, which is going to do a combination of creating an advertisement and actually distributing the content out to a DP.
Sure. Standard software distribution stuff.
Yep. We'll pick our distribution point on there. And I'm just going to make it available in this case because that way I can jump over to a client and show you how that looks.
Okay.
So, all right. Once the content's been distributed over onto our DP, let's jump over onto our client machine that we have here and see what it looks from the other side.
Right.
All right, so I'm in the Software Center and I'm just going to select the advertisement that we have here and click Install. And you notice that we have no user interaction. We don't see our familiar orange box with the numbers rolling by. But we can see that the install's taking place, mm-hmm. and it's just about finished. If I jump onto the start screen from here, then we can see that the Office icons haven't turned up yet, but they should be here fairly soon.
Right, so we're still benefiting from that streaming installation, so it's still going to publish itself and make itself known to the user pretty quickly.
Right, and then you can see here that our applications have turned up and we can start using them, and all in the space of a couple of minutes, which I think works quite well.
Excellent. So when we talk about standalone software distribution, it's pretty much standard practice in terms of how we're getting that out there. But what about if I'm deploying Windows? There's a couple of approaches I can use there as well to get Office bits in a Windows image.
So this is kind of a whole different story, right? Like you say, standard distribution is one thing, and I think that there's certainly some really streamlined approaches that you've got for standalone mm-hmm. distribution. When you talk about OS deployment, it becomes a little bit more complicated, right?
Right, so we've got a little bit different installer here in that basically it starts out with the initiator process that puts down the virtual file system. After that, it moves over to the system account, and then that then does lays down all the caching and all the streaming of the Office language agnostic files, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to basically make sure that both the system account and the initiator account in a task sequence deployment has rights to get to where those bits are. What I wanted to show here was a quick demo as to how Microsoft Deployment Toolkit works. I've got Office imported into my deployment workbench. Mm-hmm. I've built a task sequence for that, and I'm going to show you what I've done here. So I'm going to go in and edit my task sequence, and a couple things. I've actually built it so that it will copy Office down into the deploy route instead of installing from the normal application folder. Then, once it's done installing, it will basically delete itself off because it's in the deploy route.
Right.
So I'm going to begin the installation. I'm just in a normal Windows PE environment, kicking off a light touch task sequence. Now when I get into Windows 7, you can see I'm installing Office. I've already copied it into the deploy route. And now I've got basically a couple of processes running I wanted to highlight here. Integrated Office.exe in the administrator account, the initiator of the process, and also in the system account, the process that's streaming the Office bits onto the machine.
Now we had to make some pretty significant, or one specific change to the Office deployment tool since the early releases to support these kind of task sequence based installations, right?
Right, we couldn't exit until it was fully cached. So I'm just going to go through part of the Office directory here to show you Office as it actually populates in Program Files folder. Now we can see it writing to all of its executables to the Program Files folder. Everything was written there pretty quickly. It will then publish itself to the start menu in order to make itself known to the end user. And I can actually start running Office very quickly, like I would in normal streaming. But the important thing here is that we're not exiting that setup.exe process until it's done caching.
Right, exactly. So I think one of the most compelling pieces of the OS deployment story with Click to Run is that if we've got those automatic updates turned on, then we can in fact load whatever build of Office we want into our image. And then the second those machines get turned on, they're going to stream down a new build that might be available since then, and only take the delta changes, which means we don't have to be servicing our images as often.
Right. And a couple other points that I get questions on a lot is whether or not this will survive sysprep. It actually does. One thing that to note for admins out there is that you don't want to pre-activate Office, because you as an admin probably only have 5 activations to use yourself. Mm-hmm. So you have to install it to a state where you haven't yet run the first run, so that first run is actually attributed to the end user who's going to be using Office. So with that, we wanted to also introduce our next engineer and talk about the kind of the background around the Office deployment tool and really getting to this deployment automation, Paul Barr.
So, Paul, welcome back. I worked with you for a long time in terms of getting that click-to-run story in an automatable state so you can actually use it with enterprise deployments. Tell us about the genesis of that.
Well, click-to-run, as you know, was about making really simple end-user installations. So we wanted them to be fast, we wanted them to be agile, we wanted them to be secure and low impact. And we knew that we wanted enterprises to be able to take all of that value and drive it in a way that integrated with their existing tool set. So basically what we did is we wrapped click-to-run up into an automatable framework that you can drive using System Center, Intune, or any third-party tool, and drive it just like any installation you would otherwise in your enterprise.
Great. So at the core, we're still running a setup.exe, and it just looks like a normal software distribution.
That's right. It's the same installation stack that you're familiar with. It's just doing some configurable streaming behavior based on your needs.
Right. So tell us about the transition for engineers, people that really grew up with the MSI, the Windows installer package format, and them transitioning to this new package model.
Well, one thing about the engineers is that they won't actually move unless they see value. And the value that click-to-run and the Office Deployment Toolkit, which we used internally, really brought to them was the ability to get them moved to fresher bits sooner. So the fact that click-to-run was automatable, it could be uninstalled in seconds, you could move to a fresh build to test your changes, all of that drove a change in user behavior on the engineers actually building the Office product.
So we're just about out of time for today, but I wanted to recap some of the stuff that we covered. So we showed how we can integrate click-to-run with System Center Configuration Manager 2012.
Right, we also spoke about OS deployment and how we can include click-to-run installations in our operating system task sequences.
Sure, and also Windows Intune. And speaking of Windows Intune...
Right, you were off testing Windows Intune in your car, weren't you?
Right, so our trivia question for today was whether or not an Intune install could be just as fast as it could be if I installed from the portal directly. For today's extreme install, we're going to show an install over the 520 bridge in Seattle. Now, it's a 2.2-kilometer stretch of floating bridge, the longest in the world. We're going to go ahead and kick that off right now and see if I can get it installed before I get to the end of the floating bridge. So we're just about at the floating section. And I'm going to go ahead and kick it off because I'm not sure if I'll make it by doing that. So here we go. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and click on my Windows 8 app. We're going to install from the Office 365 CDN. Select our PC. This is my car. I'm going to have to probably slow down a little bit here. We're going to have a chance at getting it installed in time over the wireless tethered network on my phone. Intune is loading down the software. Come on! It's almost there. I want to see apps in my Metro start screen. Sorry, I meant to say start screen, not Metro. Almost there. Doing something. I'm gonna make it. Come on, it's almost the end of the floating segment of the bridge. Very close. There's my applications. All right. Now let me just go ahead and fire up an app here from Office. We got it installed. We're over the floating bridge section. Didn't quite make it in time to get over the bridge, but we do have our setup screen already running. We are almost there. We're not quite over Lake Washington yet. Go back to my start screen here and launch
punch word, I think. So we're going to click on the word tile, and that's going to fire up. I've still got a little stretch of road before I get to the very, very end here. Office is streaming for a 4G connection, so it's a little bit tough here. 82%, come on, let's see a word, start screen. We're almost at the end of the lake. And there's word. Just as we got over the lake, we're going to use word. We've got a couple of things to do before we can clean that up, but not too bad considering over 4G connection. We're going to have to go ahead and fire up a blank document. I'm over the bridge now, so I didn't quite get it installed in the floating bridge span, but I did get it. I'm going to go ahead and type a few things on screen. Yes, I did make it a little bit later than I wanted to, but still within 2 minutes or so. So we can stream Office while moving in a car at 60 miles an hour. Pretty much getting all of it done by the time we got over our 520 floating bridge. So the answer to today's trivia question is true. I am actually streaming it at the same speed because I'm using the Office streaming service here. Windows Intune basically just told it what to do. So the answer for the trivia question today was true. It is the same speed because we're actually using the streaming service of Office 365, and by the way, we can do this with any tool. It doesn't have to be just Intune. It could be System Center Configuration Manager or any other third-party software distribution, just telling it where to install the bits from.
So as normal, you can get all the resources from today's show at microsoft.com/garage. What's up next week?
So next week we're going to talk about the anatomy of software updating with Click to Run, because things have changed fundamentally in terms of how software updates work. So that should be pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much for joining. Goodbye.